Welcome to episode 35 of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah, a podcast which is presented by ReformJudaism.org. Every week we reflect on more than 2,000 years of Jewish wisdom in just 10 minutes with some modern-day commentary on the weekly Torah portion. Of course, we do think there are plenty of ways to interpret Torah. We want to hear what you think. So talk to us on Twitter. Our handle is @ReformJudaism. Like us at facebook.com/ReformJudaism and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. This week, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, the president of the Union for Reform Judaism, asks us about silence. What does it mean to be silent and listen? And when is silence a marker of weakness? And when is it a marker of strength?
This week, we focus our attention on Parashat Ki Tavo, towards the end of the book of Deuteronomy. I sometimes call this part of Deuteronomy the keys. Last week, we had Ki Tetse. This week, we have Ki Tavo. It means literally, when you get there, ki tavo. The there is the Holy Land, the Promised Land, and the Jews are in the wilderness. They're not yet there, and they're doubtful that they're surely going to reach the Promised Land. And Moses says, ki tavo, when you get there. There's no doubt you are going to get there. Well, for those of us who may be on a spiritual journey, the there could also be a brand new Jewish year. We're at that time of year, we're in the month of Elul, when the high holidays are fast approaching. So the there could be not just a new place, but a new time, filled with opportunity, filled with hopes, filled with dreams for what that new time could be. Now within Ki Tavo, there's an incredibly unique word. There's a word that occurs only one time in the Bible. We call those singletons, right? There's no way you can compare it and say, well, what does it mean here? Well, that's different than what it means there. And the word is hasket. It means something to do with silence or be still. And I have to say that as we approach the holidays, we approach a new time, creating and carving out some time for stillness and silence is absolutely spiritually centering. It also can be really, really difficult. I remember I was part of an incredible program with the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. We went on silent retreats. Can you imagine going on a silent retreat with 30 rabbis? I think all of us could not imagine that. But we prayed together, we ate together, we walked together in silence. And it was incredibly powerful to still all the noise, all the things that go into our minds at any given moment, all the external noise and all the internal noise. So this idea of stillness is a commandment in Ki Tavo, to be still, to be silent, to create that readiness, that ability to hear and to internalize and also to change and to set our sights on who we most need to be. One of my teachers, Sylvia Borstein, who's a wonderful meditation teacher, she gives a beautiful teaching about silence doesn't only mean actually not talking or having there be no noise. She says being silent is about receiving in a balanced, non-combative way what is happening. So it's actually becoming more at one with what is going on around us. We know in the Jewish tradition that silence sometimes is not a positive, cultivated spiritual practice. When we have in the narrative in Leviticus, after Aaron's sons die, Nadav and Avihu, it says, Vayidom Aharon. He was silent. He was stunned. He was numb, unable to speak. That's different than the cultivated silence. I know when I think of people going to temple around the holidays or at other times, sometimes the silent prayer is absolutely agitating for people. What do you mean? I'm not supposed to look at the page. What am I supposed to do? Just, we have a moment for silent prayer. So if we have trouble filling 20 seconds with stillness and quiet and silence, what would we do with longer stretches, a day, a week? And what's the possibility of using that time to really get focused, to disconnect from not just technology, but from the things that distract us. So hasket, ki tavo, when you get to this new time, make sure you're ready, make sure you're prepared. And to do that, I think each of us can cultivate some time in the morning or maybe late at night, just to sit quietly, just to pay attention to our breath, just think and to just not busy ourselves with our to-do lists. I know I have always a 5,000 item to-do list, but just to sit quietly. We call that meditation. We call that spiritual centering. We call it many, many things, but it's an essential part of a spiritual life, a life well lived. And when we go into temple on the holidays, there are all these liturgies. There's all these words in the machzor. There are words that will be shared from the bima. Maybe a rabbi or a teacher will offer insights. Well, that's not antithetical to silence, but silence is our ability to hear and to be ready to hear the deepest voices calling to us, the voices of our families, the voices of our community, the voices of our tradition calling us to be present, calling us to be firm. And I'll just end with a kind of a counterbalance to the idea of spiritual centering as silence. When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his awesome I Have a Dream speech, many people may know that right before he spoke, there was a rabbi who spoke, not just a rabbi, but one of the great rabbis of the 20th century, Rabbi Joachim Prinz. And he offers the following words that actually see silence as potentially our enemy, that when we lack spiritual courage, we fall silent. When we are unable to see the outrages of a world around us that demands our activism, when we're silent, we're complicit. So with these words, we'll close the podcast this week. Rabbi Joachim Prinz, just before Dr. King ascended the podium, he said, "When I was the rabbi of the Jewish community in Berlin under the Hitler regime, I learned many things. The most important thing that I learned under those tragic circumstances was that bigotry and hatred are not the most urgent problem. The most urgent, the most disgraceful, the most shameful, and the most tragic problem is silence." So can we hold Rabbi Prinz's teachings about the dangers of silence and my earlier teaching about the power of silence? Can we use the silence to get ourselves clear, to get ourselves focused, and to know when we do need to raise our voices and know how to do it with strength and with love? And may we find the moments for hasket, for the silence the Kitavo'u commands, and may those silences help us prepare for the moments when we dare not be silent.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah. If you liked what you heard today, and we hope you did, you can find new episodes each week at reformjudaism.org and on iTunes, where we would love for you to rate and review us. And you can visit reformjudaism.org to learn more about all aspects of Judaism, including rituals, culture, holidays, and more. On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah is a project of the Union for Reform Judaism, a leading voice in the discussion of modern Jewish life. Until next week, b'hitra'ot.